river, you can sail out through the estuary, the Dnipro River, to the Black Sea. And five regions of Ukraine as its own. And Kherson is the only regional capital they captured this time. Of course, they took the Crimea way back in 2014. Anyway, so this appears to be the fulcrum of the war, but there may well be a lot of disinformation going on. Now, the Russian government always lies, but we know that in war, people lie more than the truth. And lies, you choose lies. If it's going to be life-saving lies, save on both sides, then sure. So there may well be a maskirovka they're taking part in here. So Russia announced a fortnight ago they were evacuating civilians from Kherson, because remember, they've claimed it as their own, and they're pretending that the Ukrainians there are actually Russians. Now, some of them will have some Russian ethnicity. Virtually everybody can speak Russian. A few of them will speak it as their mother tongue. But that doesn't make them Russian. Language and nationality are not the same. And one of the reasons that Ukrainians are moving away from the Russian language is because if you speak Russian, he's in an attempt to save you, as he would see it. It's like saying that all Americans are British because they speak English. It's ludicrous. Anyway, so just yesterday, President Putin said on television when he's walking around Red Square that, yeah, they're evacuating civilians. Well, he's so concerned about the safety of civilians, which is why they've killed several thousand of them, at least several thousand of them. And that's documented by the United Nations, proven this person was alive, this person is dead, it's not a fictive person, this person was a civilian, and this person was killed during the war. Now, I know civilians are always killed in war, but when you look at the number of civilians who've killed, and it's proven to be almost 10,000, in reality probably higher than that, but obviously they've not been able to catch up with that, the UN just, as opposed to the number of combatants killed, which is something in the order of 30,000. So about 20% of those killed are civilians, at least 20%, and that's actually quite a high ratio for a modern war, when we do have high-tech weapons, smart weapons, quite easy to minimise the risk to civilians. Anyway, because a shelling is going on. So is it because he thinks the big war battle is going to come? Is it because he wants to look a bit feeble and draw the Ukrainians into this battle? Now, the Ukrainian general staff, they've released a statement saying that Russian troops in Kherson have been ordered to take off their military uniforms, to don civilian garb, to go into civilian buildings, and then it will appear to the Ukrainians, it might appear to them that it's rather lightly guarded, they advance and they then get mauled. So perhaps the Russians are trying to sucker them, draw them into urban combat, which is notoriously tricky and bloody, and you can't move very fast, there's so many obstacles, there's limited visibility and so on. But the Russians seem to be genuinely having difficulty in Kherson. The Ukrainians are moving forward, but at a snail's pace. So able to try and bombard those pontoon bridges, but the Russians have found ways to minimise the effectiveness of the HIMARS rockets and so on. It's something which confuses the satellite system. And the Russians obviously are finding it difficult to bring in enough everything, ammunition, fuel, food, and there are almost no civilians left to rob for food yet. So it was on Thursday that a pro-Kremlin telegram channel said that the Russian flag atop the Kherson city administration building has been lowered, and it seems to be that they're trying to lure the Ukrainians in by suggesting, oh, look, they're about to retreat, this is an easy win from you. Why on earth would they report that? Remember, it's very carefully curated, the Russian media. So it seems to me like a ruse de guerre. The Ukrainians are circumspect. They feel they're being lured into a bear trap here. So anyway, the Moscow-imposed Quisling regime in Kherson says that tens of thousands of civilians have been moved to the east of the Dnipro River. Now, that might partly be to act as human shields, on the ground that Ukrainian military would be reluctant to hit these pontoon bridges when they know they're both Russian soldiers and Ukrainian civilians on it, because they'll kill some of their own civilians. Anyway, but if you do evacuate the civilians, then if you cared about them at all, you don't have to worry about trying to feed them or anything like that. Or if the houses are destroyed, there'll be just enough housing to accommodate Russian soldiers. Remember, winter is drawing on, so it'd be bitterly cold. It seems to be some sort of a ploy. So the US military has forecast a major battle for Kherson in the middle of this month, November 1922. Thereafter, the weather will close in and it will be difficult to make serious progress. So through December, through January, there'll be very little movement. There will be some. There can be bombardment, but they're not going to move forward very fast because there'll be so much snow and ice, the temperatures will be so gelid outside. And yes, you can wear these absolute zero suits, but there's obviously tiring because it's the weight of the suit. You can overheat and things like that. Anyway, we shall see. I mean, there'll think be some fighting. I'd be surprised if the Ukrainians take the city by the end of November. They may not take it back at all, because are the Russians really pulling out or not? I suspect they're not, actually. It's been always been double down, not back down, because Putin would like to retain his foothold to the west of the river Dnieper. On the basis that if he retreats east of the Dnieper, he'll never get back to the west bank of it again. The Ukrainians will have that. They'll be able to destroy the bridges. I mean, the Russians could destroy the bridges whilst retreating. They're already badly damaged to make it harder for the Ukrainians to follow them. So Putin thinks that time is on his side. If he can just hold this, the conscripted men, remember he called up 460,000 in two waves in September. We're always hearing the 300,000 figure. He didn't say any number. It was the defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, who said 360,000. It was 100,000 in early September, just after the local elections. Then 21st September, another call up, and that was 360,000, according to the Minister for Defense. But anyway, Putin says that over 318,000 have actually been mobilized since then. They haven't quite fulfilled that quota of 460,000. It does seem to really slow down the attempt to call people up, no longer handing out draft notices. Some of those who fled abroad, the Russian government admits to 700,000 young men fleeing abroad. That's quite a lot. Out of an adult male population of about 50 million, a military age male population of rather lower than that. So he says that 49,000 of those reservists have already reached the front line. Now, I wouldn't believe either of those figures. You know, it'd be considerably lower than that. But open source media has proven that at least 100 of these draftees have been killed. That's within 6 weeks. That only the ones they can count were actually announced in the media. So such and such a person called up in September, killed in October, sometimes early November. So obviously the media is a bit behind and some of the names will never make it into the public domain. As I say, it's rather unclear what's happening in Kherson. My hunch is that Russia... he's certainly trying to hold it, maybe not to reinforce it, certainly create confusion in the Ukrainian minds. They think they got it fairly well defended. They can make this another Stalingrad for Putin. Everything is the Second World War again. This is an existential battle. This is a war of national survival. This is a mortal struggle. There are no rules. There is no law. There is no ethical bottom line. There is no atrocity he won't commit in order to win. He's completely Machiavellian. Right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal. GeorgeCallahan79@gmail.com. Bye.